This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A new report by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, shows that the number of child labourers in the world is declining, but not enough to meet the organization's goal of eliminating child labour by 2016. The global number of child labourers has dropped by one-third since 2000, when the ILO estimated that there were 250 million child labourers. The most recent figures show that the number has declined to 168 million. Child labor refers to children under the legal minimum age, as well as those in what is called the worst forms of child labor. I talked to Patrick Quinn about the various forms of child labor. Mr. Quinn works in the ILO's International Program on the Elimination of Child Labor.
Yeah, well, perhaps a simple explanation is that we have two conventions, international standards on child labour. One is called Convention 138, and this is essentially concerning the minimum age of employment. And this says that countries should seek to establish a minimum age, a normal age of entry to the world of work. And in most countries, this is 15. In some countries, it's a bit higher. And in the case of many developing countries, it's 14. And this also provides some flexibility so that children below this age can begin to do some light work, work which does not interfere with children's health or welfare or right to education, and is an age-appropriate form of work. But there are some forms of work which are clearly unacceptable, not just for younger children, but for older children as well. And the Convention 182 on the worst forms of child labour specifies a number of illicit activities, dangerous activities for children to be in, including this area of hazardous work. And we leave it for countries at national level, it's for governments, in consultation with workers and employers' organisations, to establish the forms of work or the tasks or occupations which children below the age of 18 should not be doing. So some of the worst forms of, and the most dangerous forms, children working in mines, dangerous tasks in construction, children exposed to pesticides. These are clearly forms of work which are dangerous for children and which are prohibited by the ILO standards.
What can trade unions do to help eliminate child labour?
Well, I think unions can do a lot, and it depends really in the country context of individual trade unions. I think if we look in many countries, unions can play an important role as advocates, taking the issue up with government and arguing for proper funding for public services, for education, for social protection. Because child labour is a complicated issue, it relates to many other aspects of development. And the most important answer to tackling child labour is ensuring that children have a right to education, that poor families have social protection, and that adult workers have the opportunity to earn a decent living so they're not reliant on children's income. So that's important, that unions act as advocates on this issue. But I think also many unions in industrialised countries can also play an important role by looking at the issue of the possibility of child labour existing in supply chains and negotiating with employers, collective agreements and understandings that child labour is not used in production process of goods which are being manufactured.